This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi.
What up?
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so we talked about the death of Nipsey Hussle. And did you know when it finally, like, came out that the guy was just, like, jealous of him? Did you hear the finale? Like, it wasn't even like they had some crazy beef. They had known each other from, like, childhood, and people were claiming the guy was just jealous and was jealous of his success.
There wasn't, like, a love triangle or anything like that, or
that's
money.
Why I'm like, are we missing something here? The guy's literally just jealous of a guy in the neighborhood who made it, and he didn't. It's bizarre, right?
Okay. I come from New Jersey / Philadelphia.
Yes.
And in New Jersey / Philadelphia, I know a million and one people trying to become successful rappers. I got one friend. His name, he goes by Finesse. His name's Terrell. He's the man, the myth, the legend. The guy rules. And everybody in our community loves the guy and backs his play and goes to all of his shows and shows support, because that's what you're supposed to do when a local guy who you've known forever does good. I know I'm stating the obvious here, but Jesus, man.
I know.
He's outside of his store, Nipsey Hussle, where he's doing well for the community again. And this...
After he repaved basketball courts, donated shoes to kids at an elementary school, all these things.
That's somebody with jealousy that can't provide that type of thing and has a horrible amount of jealousy, because Nipsey Hussle can turn his life around and Nipsey Hussle can do all these positive things, but somehow this guy can't find it in himself to do that. So
it's called blaming other people for your own problems.
Let me blame Nipsey Hussle and take his life.
See, Nipsey Hussle was supposed to inspire that guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was the point.
Yeah.
Nipsey Hussle was doing that to inspire men like that, not to get him killed, you know?
Not to rile him up like that,
He had 14 businesses, apparently. I didn't know this, Nipsey Hussle. And so they're starting a foundation with all the money that they've gotten.
Dude.
And then they're going to do all the things that he wanted to do, because he said he always wanted a foundation that worked with schools to rebuild the playgrounds.
I'm going to cry.
Public parks in Crenshaw. He wants to move forward with STEM programs, which is, you know, engineering, math, science, all that stuff, technology. Yeah. So he had a lot going on to help the kids, you know, in some of these neighborhoods. And
this
so they're
guy,
gonna keep it moving.
But this guy who killed him might have a child in this community.
Yeah.
Who would be someone that Nipsey Hussle was trying to help this entire time.
Well, now they're continue his legacy through the foundation, and the worst part was that he had a meeting scheduled with the LA Police Commissioner to talk about how to help prevent gang violence the day after his murder. He had that scheduled. So that didn't happen, but it was set up, that meeting.
I bet it'll still happen, though.
I hope.
Other people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Not with him.
They're meeting Rock Nation, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Some other people are going to step up. But they're going to take all this money, they're going to build a foundation, and then they're going to do all the stuff he wanted to do.
Because his death won't be in vain now, which is good.
No.
Now. They're going to carry on. They're going to carry on that legacy so hard. Maybe even more so if he was alive. Horrible as it is to say, his message will spread more, hopefully.
Yeah.
In that area.
God, that sucks.
With Nipsey Hussle.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Good morning. Good news to start the day. Gibbons, you're back.
Yes.
What is your good news?
My good news is I have two big doctor's appointments coming up.
Yeah.
I got my GI doctor on Friday.
Uh-huh.
And I finally made an appointment.
New one or same one?
Same one. Dr. Qureshi's good. He's good. It's why he's so busy. Dr. Qureshi is the man.
Right.
Other good news, I finally have an appointment now to get my teeth 100% fixed. I'm going to go under the knife for like 2 hours, get my teeth fully done,
good.
All on the up and up, cavities filled, taking care of myself. Oh, yeah.
Are you okay? It almost sounds like you're talking funny in the side of your mouth from your teeth. Like, are they okay?
Yeah, I feel no pain.
Maybe I'm paranoid because you were talking about your teeth, so I'm paying extra attention.
I don't know, but now I want to open my mouth every time I speak and be extra pronunciative. Now I can't even
Gibbons,
talk.
Gibbons, let me look in your mouth real quick. What's in there? Who's in there?
Oh,
what's going on
Louise
in there?
Louise Riggs.
Allie, what's your good news?
My good news is tonight is Owen's big first grade music concert. And I can't believe we're nearing the end of the year already. Like, we're here. Like, I'm like, wait, it's your music concert? Holy.
Yeah.
And then I said, oh my God, school's over in like 6 weeks. Like,
mm-hmm.
That's insane. May and June. I mean, it's hello.
Are they playing?
June 7th is the last day of school.
Are they playing instruments or are they singing
that early?
Songs?
That's late to me. June 7th.
Oh, that's early.
We always got out in June, huh?
Are they playing instruments or singing songs?
Singing,
just singing.
They don't do instruments till like fourth. You know.
Oh, okay.
Remember how what grade you started playing an instrument? Yeah. Wasn't it third or fourth?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Maybe second.
At my girlfriend's daughter's school, she plays the violin, and she's in first grade. Yeah. I mean, playing it is a
but they
a
have
stretch.
Like full on. Orchestra concerts?
Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's not a, you say full-blown orchestra. It's a bunch of kids who are 5 and 6.
Well, remember, I went to their school, and they said they do those music programs.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
And they're
so that's
awesome.
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
My good news is that I've rekindled my love for the swimming pool. I forgot how much fun swimming in a pool is. I just feel like a kid again, jumping and doing cannonballs into a
Head
pool.
Headstands.
Dude.
It's amazing. It's so much fun.
Yeah. Speaking of Riggs in a pool, I got some anxiety yesterday.
Why?
I looked at Riggs' Instagram or Snapchat story.
Yeah, my Instagram story, yeah.
And the dude jumped in a pool with his phone.
Yeah.
Damn right.
This is waterproof. Why wouldn't I?
I didn't know it was waterproof. He scared the hell out of me at first. He's like, I'm going to jump in.
Sure,
I'm
going to
jump
phone.
In. And he jumped in. Still though, man.
Did you need it?
Did I need what?
Your phone. Why was it in the water with you?
I had it and I went, you know what? It's waterproof. It's a gadget. I'm going to jump in the pool with it. Because I'm that guy.
He was flexing. He was showing off.
I'm that guy.
I got that waterproof phone. What's
going to
do?
Yeah, but the reaction like me and you was, what the hell's wrong with you? Why would you do that? We weren't like, oh my God, you're so cool.
And the reaction for me was, why wouldn't you jump into a pool with your waterproof phone? That's the whole point of having one.
Here's where I turn it.
What?
Here's where Riggs went a little bit on the douchey side. Doing social media at the gym and showing off his big device, how cool it is. Now
technology.
It's waterproof.
Damn right.
I'm just
look at it, girls. Look at it. Yeah.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Did you see Tiger Woods won the Masters over the weekend?
Which blows my mind because I thought he was done.
Everybody thought he was done.
How did he win another golf tournament? 10 years later he won this?
Yep.
Yeah.
Bizarre.
10 or 11 years later, this is his fifth Masters, I believe.
Yep.
He's it was like, Elon still chasing him with the golf club,
right?
Onto the golf course.
No.
You son of a bitch, it's been 10 years, but you don't deserve this.
Well, nobody thought that would happen except for this one guy in La Crosse, Wisconsin that put an $85,000 bet on Tiger Woods winning the Masters.
Hold on.
Stop it.
Hold on. I read about this bet. I didn't know the guy was from Wisconsin. Are you serious?
Yeah, he's from La Crosse, Wisconsin.
No
he placed that
way.
Bet. He won over $1 million, like $1.2 million on this Tiger Woods bet. Because he bet against the odds. He was like, all right, I'll put the money on Tiger. Who has $85,000 you just
guys,
throw down on a bet?
You guys
Seriously.
Know I saw Tiger in Sheboygan like recently. You
no,
know this, a few years ago.
When did you see Tiger in Sheboygan?
He was playing in the golf tournament at the golf course. What's the famous golf course?
The U.S.
Eden.
No, don't even.
Why are we not thinking?
Whatever.
Please,
I was there. I went to the.
Whistling
say, not
Straits?
Aaron. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Riggs.
Whistling
so we're
Straits,
at Whistling Straits. We're drunk as hell. It's a Saturday.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know if it was the Masters, the U.S. Open, whatever
one
the hell.
Those,
one
yeah.
of those was there.
I get confused too. It's okay.
Come out and practice when you can just stand there and watch them like 5 feet from them. And it's crazy.
Yeah.
Which is crazy that you can get that close to Tiger Woods when you think about it. But my drunk friend, Nick Borelli, I'm calling you out, starts screaming. Come on, Phil, bring it home. And Tiger is right there. It's so awkward. And he's like, let's go, Phil. And he's like, taunt. I'm like, ooh. But we were drunk and Tiger was a douche, so we didn't care. We were like, whatever.
The guy won $1.2 million betting on Tiger Woods. Nobody
That's
thought
insane.
That Tiger would win.
Well,
nobody
no,
would.
No, nobody but that guy. And that guy is...
Right? Loving life right now. Sitting pretty.
Mm-hmm. Mike.
How did that happen? How did Tiger Woods win a tournament? I can't get over it.
I don't know. He went through, like, obviously the stuff with Elon.
Yeah.
He went through his DUI stuff.
Yep.
He went through his addiction problems.
He had a drug problem.
He had back surgery, like, without exaggeration, 7 or 8 times.
Yes.
Knee surgery.
Yes.
Hip surgery. He's had
which explains the pill, the drug problems.
Yep.
Yeah.
Where that stemmed from.
He's the new bionic man. He's just made of all metal and rubber.
I don't want to call him bionic because he was sleeping with lots of hookers while his wife was at home with the kids. So let's not forget that part.
If he wins two more of the big ones, then he'll be in catching up with Jack Nicholson, who was one of the best of
Who's
all time.
Who's the one my friend was
Jack
saying,
Nicholson.
Bring it home!
Jack Nicholas, sorry.
Oh my
what did I say? Did I say Nicholson? Now
no,
you're making
I said,
me paranoid.
No, I said Nicholson.
I might have said, now I don't know what the hell I said.
You said Phil Mickelson.
Phil!
I said Jack Nicholas.
Oh, I said Phil Mickelson. Okay.
Phil Mickelson, Jack Nicholas.
You know who these people are?
What the hell is wrong with you people? I'm freaking out,
we're having golf talk in the morning. Please push the the button. Let's go.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
That's pretty amazing when you give $339 million to the Notre Dame in Paris, the cathedral, because you want to help it come back to life. $339 million to just an...
What? Hold on.
Isn't that wild?
And this is someone famous's spouse?
Yep. Salma Hayek's husband. Remember, she's married to that... Remember, Salma Hayek's married to that French billionaire, and he's French. So he has billions and billions. He literally has billions and billions and billions. So he gave $339 million for the Notre Dame Cathedral to be brought back to life. That is insane. I've never seen a donation like that in my life. And I mean, as someone who's been there and enjoyed it, can we give that $300 million to like poor kids and like homeless people?
Yeah,
and like,
I'm
all about rebuilding a famous church. I get why it's important. But can we take a chunk of that and give it to like people in need? I know that sounds horrible, but like, is it like,
did you see
$339 million, I think, of all the things you could do with it.
Yeah, totally.
And I'm like, whoa, dude.
Did you see it's not just $330 million? They've raised almost $1 billion so far. $995 million has been raised.
Crap.
Between French, like foreign dignitaries and like famous people. It's been in Catholic parishioners as well. Almost $1 billion.
Why do we have poverty?
Seriously.
Homelessness. Why do
That's
we have these
billion
things?
Billion with a B.
In 2 days.
America, or not America, the world wants to help when they want to help, boy.
Yeah,
let me tell you.
You ain't kidding, dude.
You get some Catholics, you light a fire to some Catholics, man.
I wasn't even thinking about the religion thing. I was just thinking about that people can relate because they've been there.
Well, there's a billion
like,
Catholics in the world. They all donate $1.
Oh, my God.
Right.
There's a ton of them, right?
Dude.
As a kid that grew up Catholic, there was always a church in Haiti that they were doing a fund for. There was always a fun for it. They were always asking for more money for things.
And did you ever see the church in Haiti or
never.
What it did for
I was convinced
it?
That the Catholic Church, it was a myth that there was this church in Haiti that they were just raising money for.
Right.
It was really going to line the pockets of the church that you were going to already. But
I know people give churches a lot of money. That's like a given.
Tithing and all that stuff. Whatever.
I lost it on a friend of mine who doesn't have a lot of money and was telling me that she gives $3,000 to her church a year. You're not in the position. And why would the church even accept that for you? That blows my mind that they'll accept that from people like you that aren't in positions to give money. Like, that's insane. But I love it. I go, so what? Do you have to pay? No. Right. I just do. Okay.
So the 300 some million from Selma Hayek's husband, then they got money from like an Apple magnate or something, people who own L'Oreal, Chanel, and Dior.
Yeah.
Is that how you say it? And Catholic parishioners, $1 billion in two days for this thing. It's crazy.
You blew my mind yesterday, though, Riggs, when you told me there was wood inside of it because it was so old.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize that.
That big spire was from trees built from like the 12th or 13th century.
Oh,
all wood,
gosh.
And that's why it collapsed and fell over.
Well, Salma Hayek's husband, if you missed it, gave $339 million for the Notre Dame Cathedral. What were you going to say, Gibbons?
You want to hear a horror story?
What?
I have a friend from Jersey who was in a plane flying to France for the first time ever, been waiting her entire life to go to Paris. Couldn't wait to see the Notre Dame Cathedral. The fire...
Oh, my God. Where's this going? I feel like he's going to traumatize us all because I don't know where this is going.
The fire started while she was in the air.
Oh.
And she gets there ready to see everything, and I got goosebumps. She's flying over Paris while Notre Dame burns and can see it and goes, oh, my God, and goes into, like, breakdown mode and
freaks
out.
She saw it burning from the air?
Yes.
Oh, that's crazy.
Watched it burn
for, like, 12 hours. Like, you had to have been able to see that in the air.
Incredible. But I mean, that's...
I'm not trying to one-up your story, but the people that live across the street from me are in Paris.
That's right. You had a crazy story. A way better one. No offense.
Uh-huh.
They had an appointment to tour it
that day.
They drove by it and took a picture, and they said, can't wait to check this out later.
Yeah.
Continued about their business, and then got an alert that it was canceled because it was on fire.
Who knew, right?
They were in Paris while it was burning. I was like, that is... They had an appointment that day.
What?
I have no words. That's freaking amazing.
It's crazy, though.
I forgot to go look for that damn picture yesterday, too. I said I was going to find my Notre Dame picture. I had a life. Damn.
How are we going to be relatable? Allie. Come on.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Allie, you may do this when you go out to restaurants because you're on the ketogenic diet, the keto diet. So when you go somewhere, will you order something and have things taken off that you don't either like or don't want to particularly eat?
Yeah, all the time. Yeah, I just did it in Bayview a few weeks ago. I was like, take off the bun, take off, and I would like anything that had sugar in it, you know, I'd be like, I don't want the fruit or, you know, but give me the vegetables and the meat.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, okay.
I did that last night at Chili's.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should say the place, but it was at Chili's.
You just did.
Why not?
Well, because when I was ordering a salad and I ordered some, what are the fajitas, right?
Okay.
But I always order things without onions. I hate onions, don't like them, don't want them anywhere near my food.
Communist.
I also don't like the cheese that they put on their salads particularly, and I wasn't in the mood for croutons. Oh. And so I said I would like a salad with no onions, no croutons, no cheese, and I would like fajitas with no onions, and that's all. And she was like, anything else? But I could tell that there was a little
was
part
annoyed.
Of her that was a little bit annoyed that I was asking for certain modifications to
be
made.
It was too specific.
Yes. Was I being difficult or picky, or is that totally normal to do?
Totally normal and acceptable, and I don't know why you even questioned yourself, because you can ask for whatever you want, and then she can hope for a good tip for dealing with all your crap.
Because I'm paying for it, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. I should be able to have the food the way I want it. And some would argue, well, then don't order it if you don't like what's on it. No, I like the fajitas. I just don't like the sauce that you put on the fajitas. They're great. They come out sizzling. They're fantastic.
Yeah.
But I don't want the sauce on them. I don't want the onions on them. And I don't think it's weird for me to ask to modify
Riggs
the food
is like,
a little bit.
I don't like flavor. Get the onions and the sauce off of my food.
I don't want
the croutons. I don't want the cheese.
You know what?
It just sounded funny when I thought about that.
Maybe, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe she had a little bit of an attitude, not because you were specifying an order to have it your way, because that's your right, but because you were removing the most flavorful parts. I mean, I don't like onions, but I'll get them on my fajita because I like the flavor, not the chewing motion. It's about the...
Well, then you like onions.
The texture.
If you like
the texture,
flavor.
Yes.
You're
but
a texture
but
person.
I'll pick them off because... How difficult is it to just remove it if you don't like it? Now
because
she's
they're cooked together.
Me jalapenos and all this spicy stuff and not want an onion. It makes no sense to me, by the way. That's my question for people like you. Like, really, how do you eat all this spicy food and not like an onion?
I don't know what it is.
It makes no sense.
Because I feel like with an onion, it overpowers all the other flavors in the dish. I can't taste the meat anymore. I can't taste the peppers anymore.
Maybe you need to have someone cook something correctly with onions now that you're an adult.
Maybe I do.
Maybe
I don't know.
Maybe you've been traumatized by a dish because I don't taste all onion in every dish. Some I do.
Especially raw onion. Raw onions.
Ooh, I love
cooked
raw
onions. Cooked onions. I might be able to
You better sprinkle my quarter pounder with cheese with tons of raw
onions.
You know what? Ooh, yummy and mustard.
I'm a total hypocrite though, because like you, Riggs, I don't like raw onions, but I'll eat onion rings. I love onion rings.
I know I will too.
But I can,
which is weird.
Too? Okay.
Bizarre. But because the onion rings are about the breading.
Yes.
You can totally taste the onion, though. You can taste the onion worse in an onion ring than you do in a
but
salad.
But I believe good breading will overpower that onion flavor.
Well, that's everything, yeah.
Man,
is somebody calling about this?
Yeah, I think so.
Is this the server from Chili's last night? Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hey, what's up?
Hello?
Hey. Oh, God, this guy.
Hey,
I don't think he knows
who's Nate.
Hey, Nate, what are you calling about?
Hey, I'm a cook
at
a restaurant. And
yes.
It is super annoying when people order it the wrong way.
Why?
Because you go to a restaurant to eat the food, they prepared it.
Yeah, but I'm paying for it. I'm paying you for it. So why did
why? But if you can't find something on the menu that you like, that you don't have to change about it.
What's the difference between me saying no onions or cook how I want my steak cooked, medium, rare, or whatever?
When you're cooking and you're in the middle of something and you're flowing.
Yeah.
You know how a certain menu item is prepared.
Okay, that's fair.
That wrench in the spokes. And it screws up everything.
But you sound lazy. That's what you sound like, Nate.
Well,
I don't know how else to put
on, though.
You do.
You're completely wrong.
No, that's fair because I'm listening to everything. I'm taking in what you're saying.
Yeah.
You say you're in a flow. You're cooking. You're in chef mode. You're feeling your dishes. And somebody's like, take the flavorful stuff out and you're pissed, right?
Is that what it is, Nate?
It's part that and it's part, I don't know if you guys have ever worked in a restaurant. But
I have. Not in the cook line.
When
so
it's crazy busy, I mean, you're trying to get stuff out. When you have to look at a little ticket that says, no onion, no bacon. Why not just go to the supermarket and get the stuff yourself? And
because we want you to cook it for
us.
Yeah,
that's why we go to a restaurant.
Customer service.
But you don't want to enjoy the food that we're making you because you want to change it.
Of course I do.
He's offended. Wait, you
he
guys,
is.
He's offended
totally.
That he thinks he's taking it personally that you don't like a specific food on a dish. Is that what's happening?
I just feel people are too picky and they need to maybe branch out a little bit more. Unless you're on a diet, of course.
Yeah.
Okay, so if it's in a dietary thing, that's okay.
Well, he's saying that's making you healthier.
But how is that any different?
I made a salad, and I had all these ingredients in it because it tasted great that way.
Uh-huh.
Someone comes in and they're like, "Oh, I don't know if I like candy.
Taste, Nate. Stop. As
can
a chef,
take that stuff off.
Nate,
and then it's just a big deal. And
taste is relative, really, and you know this.
It is relative, Nate.
Nate, and taste is relative. You know this.
And aren't you making rigs? Wouldn't you be making less work for Nate because he doesn't have to add this stuff?
Yeah,
and doesn't
I would
have to
think
mix
so.
It?
No, he's saying he has to stop and look and see what you don't want on it. He knows what's on it, and he just flows.
He knows how to make it.
But
yeah.
Like you said, Allie, it's customer service. If the customer doesn't want it that way, the customer doesn't.
I'm paying you,
guys,
you for it. Yeah.
I'm going to go answer all the phones that are ringing in the other room.
Nate, thanks for calling.
Jason had me rolling on line one.
Yes.
Jason.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, Jason, so you were upset with Nate, the chef, that called in.
Yeah, that guy is, like, out of his mind.
What?
Like, I got everything modified, and that thing comes back with the onion on it. I'm sending it all back.
100%, me too. I got you, man, Jason.
He can, like, decide what he's going to make.
Oh!
Uh-huh! Right? That's straight!
That guy works, and I'm going to go order, like, everything messed up.
Oh, my gosh, Jason. You have a point, though. Nate doesn't own the restaurant. He's taking pride in being a cook, but
yeah.
At the same time...
Somebody texted into 71037, "Listen, Nate, you don't get to decide what foods people like and don't like."
Ooh,
what if you were allergic to onions?
My mind.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this guy talking about his control of my food. That's mind-boggling.
Right?
Ah, hell
so
yeah!
It's... So that we can get it with no onions and get it our way. That's
yes!
Like
you tell him!
Damn it, Jason, I love you so much.
Jason should run for city council. I'd vote
for
him.
Hell yeah. He's going to run for it.
Jason, what city do you live in?
Brookfield.
Nice.
Brookfield City Council. Brookfield City Council.
Jason, thanks for calling this morning, man. We appreciate it.
Right.
What were you talking about onions, Ashley?
Hey, I'm just calling, obviously, about the onions.
Yes. You also hate onions like me?
I actually do. Really
oh, good.
Hate onions.
Nice.
The only way I can eat onions is if they're really, really caramelized. I don't like them raw. The flavor's way too strong. It cancels anything else out.
Yeah. I call them flavor Nazis because they invade the dish.
Not when you eat them all the time. Not when you eat them all the time.
Yeah, sorry. My biggest thing is Nate is talking about, you know, you're getting to the groove and, you know, it messes up things when you customize your order. Dude, I'm sorry. I worked at Taco Bell for years. If I could make a burrito with no onions in less than 15 seconds, you could do that with a professional.
Oh!
Mike, drop!
She worked at Taco Bell and she schooled you.
What you know about that, Nate?
And Nate probably works at a respectable restaurant like George Webb. Come on now. Come on. Come on, you guys. Come on, you guys.
If I can make a burrito in less than 15 seconds.
That was amazing. Thanks so much for listening this morning. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good one, guys.
It is mind-boggling to hear a chef go, "You're annoying by taking things on and off. How dare you mess up my flow when you're paying for your food at this restaurant?" You know what I mean? Like, it's bizarre.
A text to 71037. "I worked in restaurants for 12 years. That dude is just lazy as hell."
Yeah. Oh, and doesn't want to do the work.
Yeah.
The
sorry, Nate.
End.
Yeah.
That's the way I feel.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7. Kiss FM, Riggs and Allie. Tonight is game two.
Woof, woof.
Fear the Deer.
Yes.
And they have said that Bucks team merchandise is smashing record sales. It's up by like 30% from last year.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
When they made a little playoff run. Mm-hmm. This year, it just feels bigger and better with the Bucks for some reason.
Remember when we went to the playoff game last year with a couple listeners? Was
yes.
that last year or the
yep.
year before? We took a couple
that
listeners,
was, yeah.
Riggs and I did. And
uh-huh.
I remember going shopping for Bucks stuff at playoff time, and it was a nightmare. Like, it was gone.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's buying it, and I get it, you know?
Plus, a couple of people, you get those weird vendors that jack up the price, try to charge you extra for it. You got to
know
the right
know,
place to go.
And we don't know, because we're buying at the last minute. So how the hell would we know you jacked up the price?
Exactly.
Right? Giannis 2019 Bucks jersey? All right, sure.
$50
sounds fair. You couldn't have written a better story for an opening year of Fiserv Forum.
Amen.
True
like
that.
All the amazing concerts that have come through.
Oh, no.
And a what? Are you okay?
You don't say that, Riggs.
What?
It's
You're
no,
saying
I'm saying up until
it?
Now, okay. I haven't
up
jinxed
to this
anything.
Moment. Okay.
Up to this moment,
to
yes.
Okay. Okay.
So far.
I got really nervous.
Jesus.
Okay.
You act like he's the only one in Milwaukee who thinks the Bucks are going to win.
He's
and
right.
I
only one.
Jinxed him by thinking the Bucks are going
to
win.
He's the
what
only one
this?
Talking to like 25 people right now telling
the
them that. What
Bucks
are, you doing?
Are going to bring home the trophy in the 2019 NBA Finals. How do you like those apples?
If I jinx the team.
We now have a scapegoat. If God forbid something happens. All
good.
And that's how Riggs got physically removed from Milwaukee.
Yes.
Come on, Riggs. Come on.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi.
What up?
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
What's that? A bold statement, man.
The breath you took.
Yeah.
Kim what? Fox, this chick ain't holding back. She's a state attorney.
Oh, yeah.
In Illinois.
Yeah?
And I quote, Jessie Smollett is a washed-up celeb who lied to cops, unquote.
Ooh. Yo.
She sent that in a text
Ouch.
Message.
Ouch.
Slow clap. That deserves a slow clap.
Slow clap.
She ain't playing around.
Hey, you guys, yes. They dropped the charges. Hello. Leave him alone.
Well, you want to hear why all this came out? That
why?
She had called
yes.
him a washed-up celeb who lied to cops.
Why
the state attorney in Illinois did? Because they were forced to release text messages. Because of the public records request by the Chicago Tribune.
Text between who?
Between everyone. So this is like okay. a literal state attorney and things she was saying. Because
oh!
you see what I'm saying? It's kind of like how they busted the people in the FBI for talking smack about Trump on their texts. And they actually got
yes.
in trouble because they weren't supposed to have like these opinions and give yeah. these opinions on personal texts or whatever.
So in these so texts?
This, so, well, these are some of the things she said. Yeah,
okay.
She called him a washed up celeb who lied to cops. She compared his case to her office's pending indictments against R. Kelly in text messages. Like, she compared
oh,
the two.
Man.
These were all sent to her top assistant so the Chicago Tribune could get these. Yeah.
And how did these come
this
publicly?
This is the exact quote of her text. Pedophile with 4 victims, 10 counts. Washed up celeb who lied to cops, 16 counts. Just because we can charge something doesn't mean we should. Again, I don't, yeah.
Something I'm willing to bet, had she known it would have gone public, she probably wouldn't have said.
Well, right. obviously.
Yeah.
So is this the problem with texting now? These people in powerful positions, like the FBI people, like the state attorney in Illinois, are realizing that these personal texts they send could be accessible to people
yeah.
at the end of the cases, you
How
know?
Many people in power hit send on a text and then go, oh.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I can't unsend that.
And then they're like, never write down anything you don't want people to see. Well, duh. Uh-huh. We need to learn this lesson by now.
Yeah. And
how
if,
do we not know this yet?
If your text messages can be exposed to the public just by somebody in the public going, can we get access to those? Because it was a Freedom of Information Act, you
yes,
said, right?
Yes.
Those are public record. You know
yeah.
what? I want to know what Mayor Barrett's talking about. I'm going to go ask for his text messages.
File a subpoena.
I'm going to do it. How do you file a subpoena?
I don't know. Call Gruber or something, maybe.
Oh, God.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind. And now, missed connections.
From Craigslist.
Craigslist.
Hey, Ma.
Hey.
You should get on Miss Connections, Ma.
Come on.
Now, if a guy's going to talk to me like that.
Nah, bro.
This one is titled Warby Parker in the Third Ward. I don't know what that means, but I digress.
Yeah.
Huh? This is not the one I had yesterday.
She says, I feel ridiculous doing this, but my son urged me to check out the Missed Connections section. You were trying on glasses, and I was with my son, and I gave you my opinion. I was so embarrassed because I was moving and dressed so shabbily. Also, I just got divorced a few years ago, and I don't think I'm quite ready to get back into the game. So I would have stuck around if it wasn't for that.
Mm-hmm.
I had so much fun chatting with you. I'd love to meet for coffee, and I hope you bought those frames. They were cute. LOL. Look at her being the hip mom.
Uh-huh.
Let me know what kind of glasses I was wearing so I know it's you. They were memorable frames. Love, Mom.
Hey, you with the cool glasses. Nobody has cool frames today.
Right?
I mean, nobody has cool glasses
no,
these days.
No, no.
That
hey.
Limits it down. Glasses are so easy to get now, and they all look great.
Yeah.
But to sign it, Mom?
Yeah,
that's gross.
Hello, weird, right?
This is the first time I'm telling a dude to stay away from this chick. If this
yes.
is like, stay.
I had him one yesterday. I was driving down a country road.
Oh, God.
I swear to you guys, it was like a movie. There was a guy who looked like a Stetson guy with a chainsaw. I kid you not. Hair flying everywhere, walking through, cutting down trees. And I went, and I turned. I'm like, is this like a Luke Perry looking? Like,
hold on.
With like, I almost turned around and went, hey, hottie, keep it up.
Can we get a description of where this happened, perhaps, maybe? It like some cross streets, perhaps?
I don't really want to go out with the guy. I mean, well, I was having a fantasy about the guy cutting down trees with a chainsaw who looked hot and dirty, man.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe he could chop down your chainsaw tree or tree. You know
he
what I meant.
Have I know a chainsaw what you mean. Big there. Enough, okay? It's going to take a long time.
There are some serious bats in that cave.
Oh, my Lord.
Get a bigger chainsaw.
This has been a
Menominee Falls.
This has been a mom / Allie wants a lumberjack misconnection.
Just today, Riggs.
Right, okay.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM, it's Riggs and Allie. And now let's judge Allie's dating habits.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can I read this text that I got? Yes. My friend Callie.
Go ahead.
It says, when you try to set Allie up with a nice guy and she flakes, ..
Uh-huh.
And then she put a hell to the nah.
Damn straight, the gift
of hell to the nah. Yeah. And I was like, damn it. She's upset because I haven't texted this guy yet that I'm supposed to go on a blind date with. And
Riggs,
I don't blame her.
Riggs, you were on vacation. While you were on vacation.
Oh, did he not know about this?
I don't think Riggs has any idea.
Did he not know about the blind date?
No, and I saw Callie and she didn't tell me about this.
Well, because we have other things to worry about. I mean, Callie's organizing a walk.
I'm hosting a fundraiser for her, so she should tell me all the juice and the dirt. What the hell happened while I was out?
Yet. That's the problem.
This is juice enough. What the hell happened while I was gone on vacation? Gibbons, fill me in.
Allie goes out on a girl's night out with a bunch of her friends,
sure.
Right?
Okay.
And she posts on social media something about her friends trying to hook her up on a blind date.
Okay.
And then Allie came on the air the next day while she sips her tea here as we talk about her.
Yeah.
She talks about the guy and if she should or if she should not reach out. She shows me the guy.
Yeah.
Shows me the guy.
I just seen a picture.
Yeah.
And I said,
but looks is not what I mean, looks are not important to me at this point.
She doesn't reach out. She says, I'm not going to. I don't know. And I'm like, you could be missing out on Prince Charming. You got to just open up a little bit. You got to take that
Gibbons
first step.
Gibbons liked him visually.
He looked like a good looking guy.
He looked like a guy Gibbons would hang out with. That's why Gibbons is like, he looks good. He looks great.
Totally looks like the guy Riggs that you and I would take out to the bar and grill about hanging out with our Allie, but it looks like he might be good for him.
Like Big Brother should do.
Uh-huh. And then he told Allie. Callie through her friend to take your time, and that is where Allie.
I hadn't texted him, and so Callie said, sorry, Allie's a freak. She's just easing back into dating if she hasn't texted you yet. And he said, well, take your time. And that's when I said,
Which was the death sentence.
I said, well, don't. Oh, I hope that's not Callie on the phone, by the way. I said, don't tell me to take my time because then you'll never get it. I'm like, you know, then I'll just procrastinate more.
Yeah.
It gives me an opening to not.
Well,
feel
we
like
talked
I,
about this before. Don't say that to a woman. Yeah. Take your time because she will take her time.
So she's like on my butt about this. About like, have you texted the guy? But here's where it gets tricky now. This is where it's going to take a turn, you guys.
Uh-oh.
Owen's on spring break next week. My children are leaving town with their father. They're going to Florida for a week.
Yeah.
You know, I have no excuses.
No.
Allison?
None.
Allison.
And now I'm scared.
Why?
What are you...
Because, hello, all the trauma I experienced from a relationship, I've just gotten through it, and now I want to get back
into
a relationship.
You don't have any ties to this guy. It could be just a one-time, one-off date.
Well, that's the
thing. It might even turn out to be a good friend.
What if it's going to be fun?
Yeah, what if you don't sleep with him, and you just end up having a couple drinks and meeting somebody cool?
What if I fall for him?
What if you do? Would that be so bad?
No, that'd be great.
But then what happens when we break up?
That's life. That happens to everybody.
No!
Okay. Time out. Here's the problem.
I'm avoiding the hurt part of it.
This is like not buying a car because it might break down one day. What are you talking about?
You're right, it might. So I'm not.
You've got this guy.
Well, it will break down. We've learned this in 2019.
Yes. Time out. You've got this guy who your good friends know enough about you and him to say, hey, it's a good match.
Yeah, they've all signed off on it.
You have the guy's number.
Yeah. I do have his number. He doesn't have mine. She said she was going to give it to
him. The guy's waiting for you to reach out, and you've already got it in your head how everything is going to go wrong, all the ways it could go wrong, how it's
going
to go to hell. Change your ways. You got to change your ways.
You've got to put your
relationships. I've seen nothing but negative ones.
What? You are?
No.
You need to put your
I'm looking for all the positive ones.
You need to put your cynicism and your pessimism on a shelf.
Yes. Okay.
Just for 48 hours.
I mean,
and give this guy a chance.
Not even 40.
Why?
For like 4 hours. Okay, Allie.
Did
okay.
you hang up on that?
You picked it up and there was nobody
there.
Okay. Best case scenario.
Yeah.
You go. Hold on. Hear me out before you. Before
I
you
didn't even
she
say
gave me
look. Like,
stop. She gave me the look.
Let him finish.
Best case scenario. You go out on a date with this guy. You have great conversation.
Yeah.
You go on repeated dates.
Yeah.
You fall in love and you're together forever, married or not. Okay.
Sounds like a lot.
Hold on.
That doesn't turn me
hold
on.
Hold on. Worst case scenario. Yeah. Worst case. You go out. You have nothing in common. It's the worst date ever. You never see each other again.
Okay.
Even in the worst case scenario, it's still a great scenario because it's going to be good content for the air. It's a good story.
Do it for the show.
Do it for the show, Allie.
Come
you
on.
Have to.
We can't date. You can go on dates.
I'm using him for good content.
Yes,
on the radio.
For Sam's a freaking lovely. Yes. Okay, hold on.
I was convinced Callie was going to call because she said she wanted to light me up on the air one day. And I
well,
was
guess
like,
what?
Riggs,
get your ass
Riggs,
back in
back.
Here.
There's only one.
Get back. Oh, hold on.
He left us.
Here's somebody on the phone.
What if it's the guy? I'm kidding.
Kiss FM. Who's this? Riggs, get back in here.
Hey,
girl. Angelica, what's going on?
Oh, what's up, Angelica?
Should I text the guy?
So I've been following Allie for, like, ever. And so she's scared to reach out to this guy. Before I met my current boyfriend, I was single for 3 years. I was in a horrible relationship.
Uh-huh.
Guy put me through the worst hell ever. Met my boyfriend on POF. And
plenty of fish.
After the first date, it was just amazing. And after 3 years, I was like, oh, I was telling my sister, I'm not going to go back out with this guy. I'm scared. It's not going to work out. You know, now we've been dating for almost 3 years.
See?
Way better than my ex-boyfriend. He's a cop.
Look,
that sounds like too much for Allie. It's way too much commitment.
I feel smarter.
You know what? The thing for me is that he met me when I was learning to love myself again. And because I was 350 pounds when I was with my ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
And I took the time to work on myself. I lost over 180 pounds, and I was still a little bit heavier when I met my current boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
Lost an extra 70 pounds. And
damn.
It's awesome.
So you actually lost weight with him. That's good.
And I think you really should go for it.
Honestly,
I think you should go for it.
Did your ex reach out after you lost all the weight?
He actually texted me like a couple months ago.
Uh-huh.
I'm not even kidding.
Of course he did.
Oh, man.
Of course he did.
And I told him, like, you need to just stop. You're already married.
And you wonder why.
Oh, see? Angelica, you flipped it on her. She was about to open up, and then you got to open up the bag of worms.
You turned heel on her, man.
Oh, no.
Man.
You know, I was like, you need to leave me alone, dude. Like, he's like, I just want to let you know you look so good.
You're like, I know. Goodbye. So
boy, bye.
Exactly. It's like, I'm with somebody who really deserves me now.
Yes, deserves you. That's a good way.
I've actually, like, stopped responding to guys after, like, you know, when we had plans, I slipped.
Yeah, we get it.
Guys, I felt bad, you know.
All right. Well, thank you for calling this morning.
Yeah,
thanks for the
you.
Advice. We got text
I always
to seven
hear from women that want to give me hope. Go ahead.
We got text to 71037. Somebody said, "Allie, I went through a traumatic relationship that took me years to get over. I gave a guy a chance, and he treats me like any girl should be treated, and she couldn't be happier." Allie, shooters shoot. Shoot that shot.
Shoot that shot.
Call him now.
See, you need to, dude.
I'll text him
today.
Okay.
Before the end of the show today.
Damn it. No.
You got 2 hours.
Too much time on my hands.
You gotta do it.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
103.7 Kiss FM, Riggs and Allie. Time now for Hell to the Gnaw.
Hell no. To the no, no.
799-1037. You can also text to 71037. Allie, do you want to start with Hell to the No? Are you going to text that guy today for the blind date?
Yeah, I'm not
okay,
even.
Okay, here's my Hell to the No. I asked my friend if I could copy and paste her suggestion on when to text him.
Are you serious?
Can I be less genuine?
Yes!
You could be less genuine if you Googled what to say to break the ice on a first date.
Let's Google. What does it say?
Seriously.
You know me. I'll say something stupid and embarrass myself.
No.
It'll end quickly.
You? Foot in your mouth?
I don't. <Nay. laughs> Speaking of foot and mouth.
Yes, yeah. Gibbons?
I am a mess of a person.
Why?
I am a child, and this proves it. My friend Elaine just had a baby, right?
Yeah.
Baby girl. She's so pretty. And Elaine posted the first picture of her on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I commented, oh, look at her little freckles. And my friend Elaine goes, she doesn't have any freckles. So I scrolled down. The kid doesn't have freckles. My computer screen is just so dirty that it looked like the kid had freckles.
I've done that. Where I'm like, what's on my face? Oh, there's something on my computer screen. I've totally done that, Gibbons. Oh, that's hysterical.
I felt like a dum-dum.
You can text to 71037 or call 799-1037. We got some great texts for Hell to the No. 71037, you can text or call 799-1037. What happened that made you say Hell to the No? What do we got?
Somebody texted in, I'm dying right now. She said, so I started this diet and took before pics for my rep, and I sent them to the wrong person, and they're in my bra and panties and all my glory.
Oh, jeez.
That, I'd be horrified if somebody saw pictures like that.
Wow. Somebody said, when you're driving on a remote county road 35 miles from home and your tire falls off your car while you're driving.
Yikes.
P.S. Car is fine. No one was hurt. It just sucks. That's the worst.
I've been there. I was there last week, remember? I got a flat tire 30 minutes from my house. I was pissed. Poor things.
Good Lord.
799-1037. Do you have a Hell to the No? Good morning.
Well, I just drove a lot with my new Maserati, and unfortunately, I hit by a truck.
Did you just say your new Maserati got hit by a truck?
Yeah, I've been saving for the last, like, 7 years.
Oh, my God.
No. Way.
Was it parked? Were you driving? How did that happen?
I was pulling out of the dealership driveway.
No way.
You're that story of the car that gets in a wreck literally after you bought it?
Yeah.
Oh my God, dude. That is the worst.
Oh, that makes me cringe inside.
7 years of savings.
I was going to make fun of you for buying a Maserati, but then you said you saved for 7 years, and I actually really appreciated the value of really saving for something you want so bad and working for it. That's a true story of working for something.
And then losing it immediately.
Oh, you poor thing.
Thanks for calling, man.
That's amazing and horrible all at the same time.
God.
What happened to the people that used to save for 7 years for something, like a home or a child? Remember those days?
Saving for things?
Like our parents. Like, what happened to those days?
Savings? What are savings? I have no idea.
People still do that. Some people do. That guy does.
That's the one guy.
That's my point. That guy's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
That is impressive. Somebody texted in and said that they had a bunch of Easter egg, well, not Easter eggs, but their 3-year-old went into the refrigerator, cracked 3 dozen eggs on your bed.
But
the eggs were for dying, obviously, for Easter.
I was going to say, what do you need with 3 dozen eggs for? I forgot.
They were dying yesterday when I walked into KinderCare, and I go, look at you, it's almost Easter.
Oh my God. I got a question.
You do the dying eggs thing?
Oh, hell yeah, we do the dying eggs thing. Well,
really?
We're going to do it this year.
Hell yeah, we do it. Then he goes, I mean, we're going to start.
When Hudson's at KinderCare dying the eggs, does he have gloves on, or are his hands just like every color of the rainbow?
Well,
after
they had him like in a spoon and a cup, and you were using the spoon to mix it around. I don't think that the dye is going to dye your hands anymore, Gibbons.
I hope not, but they've come to terms
with this stuff again.
It'll wash off.
You'll learn with children.
But if there's anybody whose hands it will dye, it'd be mine, because I'm the child who goes, I don't need these tools, let me just dig in.
Yes.
Yeah, true.
It's true.
That's what you would do. Thanks for your calls. Thanks for your text to 71037. It's Hell to the No on 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Even if you have just gotten out of bed, you can get inside of your head. Gibbons the Great will not dilly-dally. Not here he is with Riggs and Allie.
Okay, Gibbons the Great walks into the studio. 32 wins, 6.5 losses. It's a long story. We'll tell it to you one day. You think you can stump him? Think of somebody famous, and he can guess who you're thinking of using only yes or no questions. Hey, come on in the studio, dude.
Hey, man, what's going on? I'm out there forever and a day.
Look, Tabitha and Allie and I had a very deep conversation about old-school Disney movies. We were discussing things.
Okay.
Yes. Gibbons the Great, you ready to take on Tabitha this morning?
He was born ready.
All right, let's go.
All right, are you thinking of someone that really exists?
No.
Has this person ever played in a superhero film?
No.
Maybe you're thinking of a female?
Yes.
Is this person originally from a video game?
No.
Could you have someone on your mind who was from a TV show originally?
No.
Maybe this is someone related to Disney?
Yes.
Do you have perhaps a Disney princess on your brain?
Yes.
Is this person's hair blonde?
No.
Could you be thinking of somebody associated with the ocean?
No.
On your brain, is there someone with black hair?
Yes.
Is this somebody from the movie Aladdin?
Yes.
Oh, let me clear out my crystal ball. Now, there are many, many Disney princesses. And you'll be thinking of one of my top favorites, and that'd be Princess Jasmine from Aladdin.
Yes.
Nice.
There you go.
Tabitha, are you going to go see the live-action Aladdin when it comes out?
I'm going to try. I have to make sure my baby is old enough to go to the movie theater without running amok.
Right.
Have y'all been seeing the new trailer for the live-action one?
Will Smith is the genie?
I haven't seen it yet. I've seen it on Facebook, but I never clicked it yet.
Yes, go click it. Do yourself a favor. He looks pretty funny.
And let me tell you, in the first 20 seconds, you're going to be mad, but then you're going to be happy. Just trust me when I tell you. Go see the trailer.
Jasmine from Aladdin's who you're thinking of. Thanks for playing this morning, Tabitha.
Thank you.
You think you can stop giving us the great? We play every morning around the same time. It's 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
It's 103.7 KISS FM. Riggs and Allie. Gibbons.
Stop me.
Yeah, what happened? You had an emotional breakdown?
Stop me if you've heard this one before.
Yeah. Stop.
Hit the next song. Let's go.
Nope. I had an emotional breakdown.
Stop.
Here's the part, though.
Stop.
It is all my girlfriend's fault happened.
Really, stop. Stop, please.
No, we have heard it before.
We have, yes.
Dude.
Yes, go ahead.
So over the weekend, I think it was Saturday night, I'm running around. I take the dogs out for a walk. I come inside. My girlfriend goes, hey, have a seat. I think there's something on TV that you might enjoy watching.
Yeah.
And I look on TV and I see Will Ferrell and I see Mark Wahlberg and I'm thinking, oh, this must be The Other Guys, a movie I really like and enjoy.
Yeah.
And after about 10 seconds, I realize this is not The Other Guys.
No.
What movie am I watching?
I know what it was.
Riggs, yeah. Do you know what movie my girlfriend was saying?
Yeah, it was Daddy's Home,
that's
one or two.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
It was 100% Daddy's Home, okay?
Yeah.
A movie I don't know about, a movie whose name I've heard.
It's newer. It just came out recently, didn't it?
Yeah, there's been
two. Like in the past year.
There's been two of them. The second one came out about 2 years ago. This is the first one. I know Mark Wahlberg's in it.
Yeah.
I know that Will Ferrell's in it. And I know John Cena has a little cameo in it, and that's all I know.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend goes, have a seat. There's like 15 minutes left. I think you'll enjoy it. And I don't know, like I said, nothing about the movie, but I got to the end, and this is the part where I guess Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell come together. The movie goes like this. Mark Wahlberg is father to these kids, right?
Yeah.
And he's kind of not in their lives at all. And then the mother of the kids meets Will Ferrell, falls in love, gets married, and Will Ferrell takes these kids as his own because the dad is MIA,
right? Jerry Maguire.
It's Jerry Maguire
all over again.
With a funny twist, right? So I'm watching it, and I'm like, oh, I can see how my girlfriend would think that I would relate because I'm kind of in that stepdad role. The kid's dad is kind of in and out, bobbing and weaving.
Yeah.
But I'm like, all right, cool. It's a nice, funny movie. I'm going to enjoy this. But like I said, this is the end of the movie where they wrap everything up in a nice bow and everything's all happy and go lucky.
Yeah.
And it gets to a part where they're at the daughter's date, and Mark Wahlberg's there, and he's all, I'm going to be the dad, I'm going to be the man. And Will Ferrell's there, and he's like, no, I'm the dad, I'm the man. And it came to the part where they come together as one, and now Will Ferrell, the stepdad, and Mark Wahlberg, the dad, are friends, and they come together and realize it's not about them, it's about the kids. And I...
Is this a real world or is this a movie?
It's a movie. Oh,
it was clearly a movie,
just
but I'm
just checking.
As you know, Allie, I live my life in fantasy land, so to
Dude,
me, I'm like,
Gibbons, to me, I got a text from my kid's stepmom saying, I can't wait till the next 15 years are over. We don't have to deal with you anymore. You really want to tell yourself that, in a perfect world, I wish we could be those people.
It hit me in the feels to the point where I'm biting my lip and I'm going, Jesus Christ, I'm going to cry about this. This movie is going to make me cry. This comedy is going to make me cry.
What was making you cry, though?
The moment of... Because I've had no relationship with my girlfriend's kid's dad. I've never met the guy. If I saw the guy on the street, I wouldn't know him from Adam.
Glad he's worried who his kids are living with. That's fantastic.
Right?
Because
that's
disgusting. Okay.
And I know that, like, with Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell being the dad and stepdad in this scenario coming together, they started at odds, then they became best friends for the betterment of the kids. And I'm in my head, I'm playing out this entire fantasy.
You're picturing him rolling up on a motorcycle and you having differences and then somehow coming together and enemies become
friends.
But
I don't think he would want that. I think Gibbons would actually feel threatened by that if there was another guy in the life that as much as he is. No. I think now you've been in it so much, you feel ownership.
You don't think, you would a little bit?
He totally would, but I don't think he'd admit it.
I wish that their dad had a relationship with them, like I'd have with
Ryan. Of course you do, but the second they're spending all the time they spend with you with him now, you would be jealous.
It would be impossible for them.
Because you'd be like, but I did so much for a year. I did all that, and you'd be all like...
It would be impossible for him to spend as much time with them as I spend with them, because I spend so much time with those kids. But I had to leave the room, and I'm like, I gotta go pee real quick, and I'm in the bathroom, like, trying not to cry. I'm literally looking at myself in the mirror, and I'm going, it's a movie, you're tough, don't you cry. It's a movie, you're tough,
But by the way, don't do that to yourself as a man. Stop holding back your crying.
And
just crying and let it out.
Especially when it has to do with her kids and her ex-husband or whatever the hell.
Just
you know?
Let it out and break that stigma of thinking you're weak for crying, by the way.
I didn't think... I wouldn't say that I thought I was being weak.
You think you're silly.
I still don't know what he's crying about. Emotional. Were they happy tears? I still don't know.
You think you're silly for it.
The happy fantasy tears of this could be our life. This could be it.
But it's not your life.
And it's not
so
going to be.
So you stop that and face what your life is right now. That's all I'm getting at, Mr. Hide in the Bathroom and Cry.
Very true.
I don't want you living in a fantasy.
And that's what it was for a few seconds. And then I dried my tears off. I got out and I was no, it wasn't good.
She started the music so we couldn't ream them.
Yes,
exactly.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM, it's Riggs and Allie. He's not allowed to do it on May 11th.
You don't say no to him.
No, they said no to him.
I was just at their commencement a couple years ago. Remember?
Oh, yeah?
I went to see my cousin graduate. I went to Madison's graduation, and you sit in the stadium.
Oh, my God.
Camp Randall.
You're sitting in Camp Randall, and you're like, okay, we're just waiting for the college to come, and we're waiting. I don't remember. It was fine.
Like an all-day thing? Or
it's not all day, but it's a few hours.
Pocket flask or nah?
Nah. I think I drank after, though. I was in Madison. Of course I drank.
Little wink,
kidding?
Wink, nudge,
They're
nudge.
Partiers.
Nah.
Shut up.
No.
Well, J.J. Watt's giving the commencement speech this year for UW-Madison, and he wanted to, quote, wing it during his speech. And they said... No.
They wouldn't let him
do that. No. Because they said, well, we need your speech. They said, you're going to have a teleprompter. What do you want us to put on the prompter? And he said, what do you mean? I don't write speeches. Just keep the screen black and tell me when to stop talking.
Now,
and they
said, is a motivational speaker, my friend.
Yeah, dude.
He said, that was my full plan. He goes, I didn't know you had to write it out. I'm dead serious. I didn't know. He said, just give me that black screen. Tell me when to stop talking. He said, he has a month to figure out what he wants to say and has to submit it to them. Yes, Allie.
I want to defend this because, remember, I got to be the keynote speaker in January at something, and I didn't have a script, and people probably thought I was crazy, but I had bullet points.
Yeah.
And if they had asked me for a script, I would have had a heart attack because I would have been like, I don't know. And you know what I told them? I said, don't worry. These are the things I'm going to discuss. I'm prepared. I have bullet points. But let me tell you something. With a script, it's so less genuine.
Yeah,
totally.
Because when you give these, the point of a whole, he's giving a motivational speech to college kids.
Yeah, totally.
The guy speaking, when I went to see my cousin in Madison, it was the creator of Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yes, that's right.
And he had gone to Madison. So he told some really funny, did J.J. Watt go to Madison?
Yeah.
I'm assuming,
he did, yes.
So this guy told a ton of funny stories about, Madison.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then he told some stories about how he got to where he was in his career and his life.
Yeah.
And that's pretty simple to do, right? If you're talking from the heart.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think if you're okay with public speaking, and J.J. Watt would be because that's his thing, he doesn't need a script and it's more real that way.
As someone that's spoken in public, bullet points are way easier.
I just want to show a defense for why you wouldn't need a script at a speech that's 20 minutes long.
Yeah, it's not.
That is weird in a way.
He goes,
but I wanted to put some basis behind it.
He went on to say, I have some messages I want to say. Yeah. I have some things I want to get across, but let's be honest. They just want to go drink beer afterwards. They're excited. They know how commencements go. They just want the person to give a cool message for 5 minutes and then get the hell off the stage.
Yep.
Amen, J.J. Watt.
You know who doesn't know how commencements actually go?
Who?
J.J. Watt himself, because he didn't graduate.
Oh,
he
that's right.
Oh,
I'm sure.
You can't blame him.
Who cares?
He did fine.
I think that, he made a living out of his Madison career.
Just maybe. Right?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie at 9:47.
Don't you dare say 7 anything. That was almost a 6 or 7.
I was reading it backwards. 9:47.
Man, I got nervous for a second. I was like, oh, God.
You know I'm stupid. I say the wrong time all the time. Rain and thunderstorms today. A high of like 54. You can always catch up with our show on demand. Show number 640 is in the books. Show 641 will be tomorrow. You can always catch up with us on demand. Like I said, 1037kissfm.com. Gibbons, what did you learn on the show this morning?
Before I say what I learned, I have to ask Allie a question.
What?
Allie, when was the last time you went on a first date?
2007.
So, okay. What I learned on the show today...
That sounds horrible.
...is that for the first time in 12 years, we are this close. For those of you in radio land, I'm doing the 1 inch with the finger. We're this close. We are an inch away from the first time in 12 years of Allie going out on a first date. If only she'd freaking reach out to the guy. For the love of God.
I'm going to text him today.
You even have a trusted friend vouching for him.
I know. And she's known him her whole life. So she's like, dude.
And don't cut the crap, okay? Don't give me that I'm going to text him today crap. I said earlier this morning that the clock was ticking.
I really am.
You need to do it.
I really am.
I swear to God, I will go to your house if I have to and do it. Well, I won't do it for you because that'd be weird.
That'd be weird.
You have to do it, dude.
No, that'd be weird.
That's why I won't do it for you. You got to do it.
Okay, I'm going to do it. I'm just not going to do it when I'm at work because I think that's like desperate.
Okay, hold on. Look me in the eye. You're an honest person.
Yes.
Who tells the truth and doesn't lie.
Yes.
Do you promise me?
Yes.
By the end of today, you will text that
because
man.
If I don't do it, you're going to kill me and then Callie's going to kill me.
Yeah,
I already have texts from her saying,
and then I'm going to bury the body.
Okay. The streets is watching, bro. The streets is watching. We on to you.
I asked her if I should paste and send her her text.
No.
No, be you. Well, don't be you.
Don't be me.
Be the representative that you'd want to be you.
Be you. Send him a text that says, dude. Dude, coffee tomorrow. Let's go.
This is going to go great if I pretend to be somebody else. Yeah, that'll really get me far in life.
All right.
Did I learn nothing from my marriage?
Oh, my God.
I learned something about Gibbons on the show this morning.
Oh, yes?
Gibbons finds a way to cry about pretty much anything.
In private.
That is very true.
In private.
Add the parentheses, or not parentheses, the in private in the side.
Yeah, don't be ashamed to cry, first of all.
Uh-huh.
Don't break the stigma on men crying. It's fine. It's good, and it's healthy to cry. But second of all, daddy's home too? Really? You think that the baby's daddy's going to come back in the picture, and you guys are going to get along and live happily ever after? You're out of your mind.
You shouldn't have an emotional reaction to daddy's home, right?
Let me stop you right there, Riggs.
Yes, go ahead, Gibbons.
I would never cry at daddy's home too. But Daddy's Home 1, Daddy's Home 1 made the tears come, okay?
I'm sure the sequel would give you tears.
I'm sorry, Mark Wahlberg, when I only saw the last 10 minutes of it, let me preface it with that. When Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell come together for the betterment of the children, it hit me in a very real place, okay, Riggs? I'm human. I'm sorry,
You cried. It's fine. Okay. I just think it's this bizarre thing to cry over. It's not going to happen.
And the fact that I ran into the bathroom and hid while crying, that's a little extra, and I should probably stop that.
Unless they're sad tears, because you know it's never going to happen. In real life. Allie, what did you learn on the show this morning?
I learned that Riggs went out to eat and didn't feel like having croutons and cheese and onions and cucumbers and tomatoes. And lettuce. And he basically said,
I like those things too.
I was exaggerating.
Don't over exaggerate.
Damn it.
Come on.
Anyway.
Don't make me look like
Riggs
more of a weirdo than I am.
Want all these things on a salad. Yeah. And I was actually going to defend you next, but now I'm thinking about it.
Under the bus.
Now you think I should go under
you
the bus?
You should.
No. Then we realized he felt like the waiter, waitress was annoyed that he had asked to make his order specific. And so it spurred this whole discussion on the air. People lost their minds because some guy called in and said, I'm a cook. And you people that order things specifically are annoying and make our lives hard. And then everybody went, you lazy bleep.
Shut up,
Riggs is no longer going to, are you going to order more unique stuff in restaurants?
Not unique. I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing and to what I like because I'm ordering it there.
Off the menu and then say, but take these things off.
On the menu and say, I don't want the onions on it or I don't want something else on it.
That's what I meant. What did I say?
Oh, I thought you meant off the menu isn't on
the menu. You're
going
to order something off the menu.
You said off the menu.
You did. Yes, I know. Yeah, I get what you mean. Yes.
It's late in the morning, guys. Let's just get the hell out of here.
Oh, excuses. It's just like the waitress last night who wouldn't give him his damn salad, right?
I don't want onions on it. They taste gross.
Too much work for us.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.